Steven Davis of the Washington Redskins. We're looking for revenge after last year's embarrassing 37-0 Monday night loss to the Packers at legendary Lambeau Field. And in the early going, things looked good for Davis and the Skins as they went on a 12-play, 64-yard drive, capped off by a James Tuthill 25-yard field goal. But the Redskin lead was short-lived as the Packers countered on their first possession. Amon Green took a handoff and scampered 24 yards for a touchdown and a 7-3 Green Bay lead. Green Bay increased their advantage midway through the second quarter on Green's second touchdown. This one, a diving one-yard burst across the goal line. Trailing 17-6 at the half, the Redskins got a break in the third quarter when Brett Favre left the game with a sprained left knee. Energized by Favre's departure, the Redskins went on a drive that took them deep in Green Bay territory. But for the second time of the game, the Packer defense kept Washington out of the end zone in goal line situations, and the Redskins had to settle for a 31-yard Tuthill field goal. With Favre now out for the remainder of the game, Green Bay looked to back up Doug Peterson to keep the momentum. Peterson and the Pack responded with 13 fourth quarter points, including Amon Green's third touchdown run to seal the victory. The 30-9 loss dropped Steve Spurrier's Redskins to 2-4 for the season, while Mike Sherman's Packers win their fifth straight, improving their record to 6-1 and keeping them alone atop the NFC North.